whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
And this time on Saturday mornings, we talk to Captain Darryl Carpenter of RealScreamers.com. And Darryl, you know, you're one of our few reporters without a walk-up theme song. We got to get that for you. I'm going to put it out for the listeners. If you have a suggestion for theme music to introduce Captain Darryl, text me that at 504-260-1870. What do you think, Darryl?
I never really thought about it, Don. I don't know.
Well, if you got a preference, let us know.
Has this not been a good week to just take out all the reels and decide, hey, you know, it's time to start cleaning these things and get them functioning correctly for when the weather turns nice or what?
Yeah, it has not been fun. People have gone out in it, but man, look, you gotta be willing to pay the price on these kind of days, you know.
Yeah, and you gotta time it too. We got right at a 2-foot tide with a hard, hard north wind blowing. You know, you had this Grand Isle still got the mist and all from this front that just passed that's hanging right down the coast. You almost gotta time it. I mean, such violent, if you will, weather when it comes to the fishing world that came through is gonna push that water so low, then the winds are gonna turn around and change to the east, and with a 2-foot tide, it's going to come screaming in. You almost got to time the tide change, or you're going to have to really hunt for something that's decently clean water. Even though a lot of times the dirt and all is on the top, there's going to be so much exposed mud bank and everything else with that current ripping that it's going to be really difficult to find. It's going to be difficult to find fishing water and clean water with it screaming so hard. This is the time of the year that the side of the road was made for it, even though with the weather we've had, there hadn't been a whole lot of people around. You got the ability to retreat to your vehicle, plus you've got those pockets of water that, if you want to call them protected, are enough. You know, just, but man, look, being in a boat, you know, you're going to have to, I'd say definitely fish it on a rising tide, because you're gonna have problems finding navigable water as it is. And if you get in trouble, at least you got 2 foot of water coming in at you. You know, that's gonna help you get off. And try to concentrate out of those tide areas. You know, try to find pockets of water that aren't affected by a 2-foot screaming tide. You know.
You know, Darryl, we were talking with Robbie about, you know, and of course people down at Myrtle Grove Marina, the water depth there. It doesn't have to be much of a difference. I mean, if you can find a 5 or 6 foot hole in 2 foot, 1 and 2 foot of water, those redfish will stack up in there when that water temperature drops. So that's the key, is, you know, getting an area, like you mentioned, that's protected from the wind, but also got a little bit of depth. And you put the dead shrimp down there, and you could be on your way to catching a limit of redfish, pulling them out of there.
Oh, without a doubt, Don. Without a doubt. In fact, some of our better areas, though, you know, that historically have been our better areas, going to be affected by this big, huge tide. I mean, you've got the deep hole right there at the Leeville Bridge that not only this time of the year will hold redfish, but it'll hold a whole lot of trout. Of course, the bite will be slower than what you're used to in the summertime. But the Fouchon jetties, I mean, when you can get out to the Fouchon jetties this time of the year, full of redfish, full of sheephead, full of, you know, all kinds of interesting stuff that's going to come in on the hook. But the problem is all of those are on main bayous. Now, there'll be some back in the duck ponds and, you know, back in the marsh. They're just a little harder to find. And a lot of them come with nice, you know, a lot of them belong to Mr. Post Ed, you know. But it's just, if you know the area well enough, the regulars that know the area well enough have got their hidden holes back in the marsh. But then again, like I said, the problem right now is going to be getting to them. I mean, we've still got areas in the marsh that have a lot of humps that were caused by Ida, stuff that used to be navigable water that now, you know, you got to kind of, you're exploring them again. But just be careful and go on a high tide. And look, make sure you bring extra food and extra clothes, because you might, if you make a wrong turn on the water this low, you might be there for a little while.
Yeah, you might want to put a call out to CETO. Darrell, thanks for the report. Somebody wants to get in touch with you and do some planning. You know, springtime is here and it's coming, and people who like to do long-range planning, it's always good to get on the books and get the date that you'd like. Tell them how to get you.
Yep, it's scary that it's going that fast, but, you know, like I always tell everybody, if you need it, if you need a particular day, book early. It's 225-937-6288, or they can find me on your site, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, or just RealScreamers.com.
And that's R-E-E-L or R-E-A-L, correct?
That is correct. We've got them both.
All right, he's for real. All right, Dow, we're going to work on that theme music for you, buddy. Take care, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hi, Don.
See you later. There he goes. That's one of our regular field reporters. Been with us, I don't know, maybe 20 years or so. Darrell Carpenter, realscreamers.com.